Hot Off the Wire is brought to you by Visit Florida. America's Best wants to see your best selfie. Go to blackamericaweb.com and enter for a chance to win a trip to Crowne Plaza, Hollywood Beach from visitflorida.com. Yeah, Russ, 91-year-old actress and civil rights activist Ruby Dee has died. She died of natural causes. And, you know her. We remember her, of course, from Do the Right Thing, Jungle Fever, American Gangster. But our parents and grandparents remember her from movies like the original Raisin in the Sun. Tracy Morgan is showing signs of improvement after that deadly car accident over the weekend. Meanwhile, some people are urging TMZ to remove footage of that crash scene from their website. An LA judge has issued a tentative ruling dismissing a lawsuit against Eddie Murphy by an up-and-coming comedian named Brando Murphy, who was going around acting like he was Eddie's son. Now, when Eddie sent Brando a cease and desist, he sued Eddie for $50 million, accusing him of defamation. Now, he also sued the National Enquirer and the Wendy Williams Show for even commenting on the case. Of course, the judge struck it all down. Kanye West is being sued for copyright infringement over his 2006 track Girls, Girls, Girls. It was a remix. Robert Poindexter from some 70s group called The Persuaders, says Yeezy used a sample without permission. Gary Dorden, remember him from CSI? He must like jail. He missed a court appearance and the judge revoked his probation, so now there's a warrant out for his arrest. He got on probation after allegedly breaking his ex's nose a few years ago. Some guy who's been claiming to be Sanaa Lathan's husband was caught sleeping in her laundry room.
Huh?
How the hell he get in the house?
They got in an argument and she put him through the laundry room.
No, he's not even her real husband. Here's the thing. So contractors kicked him out. He showed up again like 3 days later. That is scary. Girl, you better turn that alarm on. So they're back, Drake and Weezy, co-headlining a tour called Drake versus Weezy, or versus Lil Wayne. Tour begins in August, continues through the end of September. Meanwhile, Keisha Cole hitting the road to promote her upcoming album, Point of No Return. That one kicks off in July. J-Lo did perform at the opening ceremony of the World Cup, despite rumors that she would not. But everybody was tweeting about Pitbull's clothes. So tight. You know, the tightest white pants I ever saw in my life. And they were short.
And the shirt was tucked in.
What the what? New in theaters today. I hear 22 Jump Street is really good. And I know How to Train Your Dragon 2 was really, really good. So take the kiddies to see that. I'm Alfreda's. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com.